Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Francis.
Dear Demon team, I'm taking the slow down, no rush principle seriously. It really helps! Exclamation point. Cool. I have done a lot of drilling and reviewed thoroughly. As a result, my accuracy rate has improved on time sections. Currently, I have around 90 to 100% accuracy rate on time sections with 3 to 6 questions unable to finish.
Nice. Love it.
Yeah. Of course, I can still improve. I'm fairly slow on finishing the first 10 questions on time sections, spending around 15 minutes.
I wish you didn't know that. You shouldn't be watching the clock.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm glad you're taking your time. I don't care how long it took you, though. I care if you are 100% accurate on those first 10.
Yep. I'm still practicing on predictions. And when I drill, I still get 1 or 2 wrong for every 20 questions with level 4 to 5 difficulty.
Okay. So above 90% accuracy, drilling the hardest questions. This all sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds really good. My question is, how can I be faster, all caps, on time sections at this stage? If I consistently finish 23 questions with a 90 to 100% accuracy rate, I'll be in a more secure zone on logical reasoning. Now, sometimes I reach 23, sometimes I reach 19 or 20. What would be your advice? Should I focus more on becoming solidly 100% accurate first, or should I start to do more time sections, or both? Now I spend most of my time drilling. My gut feeling is that I should start doing more time sections to get a better sense of time pressure.
There's a PS here that also says, my biggest trouble is actually reading comp. I do think you should be mixing in some timed sections. I mean, I think everybody should mix in timed sections. Pretty much.
You should be going back and forth, right? Yeah. Like you're doing drilling, you're doing time sections.
Not at the very beginning or at the very low levels. Maybe you could just drill, but I normally recommend the typical student. Yeah. Just start with a mix. You do some drilling and some sections go back and forth.
I agree. It's like a percentage, right? Maybe when you start, it's like 90% of your time is drilling and 10% of your time is time sections. And then that ratio is just going to slowly gravitate towards 50-50 at some point.
Yeah. And the purpose of doing the timed sections, it's not to manage the clock. It's to learn to ignore the clock, to learn that the clock has nothing to do with it.
Yep.
That you're going to just work your way through solving the questions, and you have to focus 100% of your attention on solving the question. The more of your attention you can focus on solving the question, the easier the question becomes. And I will give my only tip for speed. I think this is the only tip that I have ever said for speed, which is that you need to get better at letting go of wrong answers, that you need to expect wrong answers to be wrong, and you need to quickly dismiss answers that you know are not correct. And you don't have to read the entire thing. Most students like this are probably wrestling a lot with the wrong answers that a 175 student would have said, I know what I'm looking for here, and that ain't it, after like 3 words and you just let go. So my question to Francis would be, how often do you eliminate all 5 answers, and how often do you narrow it down to a 50-50, or how often do you think there's 2 good answers, and how often do you think there's no good answers? Because my hypothesis would be that you are more frequently thinking there are 2 good answers. And I want you to be more frequently thinking that there are no good answers. I want you to just, and this is on your first pass through. I want you to take your time with the passage. If we're talking about reading comp specifically, take your time with the passage, not to memorize it, but to have a really good idea what's in that document. Like just here's what they had, here's their thesis, here's what they wanted, here's the kinds of stuff that they were including along the way. And then when you turn to those questions, you got to realize that they're basically just a bunch of must be true questions. And so the right answers are in the record. I mean, they are justified by facts that are in that document. And when they ask you a question, you should have a good idea of what the answer is most of the time, or half the time, maybe on reading comp. Sometimes they ask you questions that you can't really predict, like, you know, which one of the following would the author agree with? It's like, well, I don't know. What did the author say? And then, but the thing is, when you go into the answer choices, did the author say this? Is this in the record? And you should be pretty frequently dismissing A in no time, and B in no time, and C in no time, and getting to the right answer going, yep, I remember that. That was in the record. And then dismissing, you know, the wrong answer is you give them a glance and you go, nah, that ain't it. That they didn't say that. Some wrong answers you might have to spend a little more time with, but many of the wrong answers you're going to dismiss quickly. And that's how you're going to eventually go faster, but not by trying to go fast. And I fear that that's what Francis is doing.
I agree.
Ben's just nodding silently in agreement. Yeah. Do you think we have more here for Francis? Please, Francis, do not race the clock. When you do a timed section, I want you to actually turn off the clock so that you can get used to, I'm going at drilling pace. I am doing a timed section right now. I know that I have 35 minutes, but I'm just going to calmly solve one question at a time. And that involves probably a little more time up front, more time reading the passage, more time attacking the argument, more time building worlds for your games. And then you should spend very little time wrestling with the wrong answers because you know what you're looking for. Hope that's helpful.
Yeah. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.